Praised be Jesus and Mary. The liturgical feast of Saint Joseph, celebrated specifically as the Worker, was introduced by Pope Pius XII in 1955. The Church, in this way, by celebrating Saint Joseph as the Worker, reminds us of the vocation that all of us have to spend our lives working, transforming the earth, subduing it, participating in this way in God's own creative power. But this law and commandment of work has as its final goal not just the transformation of the earth, but it has as its final goal the glory of God and our own sanctification. The Church wants us to supernaturalize our human work, making it meritorious for eternal life. And Saint Joseph is for us an example of that. And in a particular way, Saint Joseph, by his life of quiet, hard work, and self-sacrifice in order to support the Holy Family, gives us an example also of Catholic manhood and Catholic fatherhood, an example that we need so much today. This example of knowing how to sacrifice oneself for the sake of others, for the sake of his spouse, for the sake of his family. This example of self-mastery, learning how to dominate one's own passions so as not to be dominated by them. All of us, everyone in the Church, but particularly the fathers of families, men, those called to this vocation of fatherhood, need this example. Self-sacrifice for the sake of others, self-mastery. Otherwise, men who are called to be a particular reflection of God the Father, instead of being the protectors that they're called to be, like Saint Joseph, wind up instead abusing first themselves and then others. May Saint Joseph teach us this lesson for the rebuilding of society, for the rebuilding of the Church. Praised be Jesus and Mary.